it's Tuesday. That means that it is Take Control Tuesday with Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. And Mansa, we have been on this series about credit cards and why you need them and how to use them. But we're going to take a little bit of a detour and talk about something very important with credit cards.
Well, I don't know that it's a detour, Randy. I think it's part of the credit card experience. You know, remember back at the beginning, we defined a credit card as a revolving charge, one that you could pay and charge and keep it going, you know.
Right.
So what we're going to talk about today is paying off the credit card. And you only have to pay it off if you charge something.
Exactly.
So well, that's rule number one, like we said last week. Just because you have a credit card doesn't mean you have to use the credit card. They provide other benefits for your credit score stuff. But let's talk about how to pay off credit card debt. And once again, what we're going to do is we're going to break this up into a mini series, probably two or three additional segments as we go into how to pay off credit card debt. Because as we all know, credit card debt is very expensive, mm-hmm. and it just has a way of sneaking up on you. So here's how you want to pay it off. First thing is you don't want your credit card account to go to a collection. That has devastating impact on your credit score, and it's very long term. So if you're in trouble, if you're missing payments, you probably need to have a conversation with your credit card company, and we'll talk more about that in details on later episodes.
Okay.
Stop charging. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Stop digging the hole. Put a freeze on your credit. I've told this story before, but I knew a person who actually took their credit cards, put them in a Ziploc bag with some water, and put them in the back of their freezer.
Wow, that's a freeze.
Right, but you get away from all that impulse spending and all that other kind of stuff that's associated with credit cards. But do what you have to do to stop charging on the card. That's the important thing. Number two, decide how much each month you have to service your credit card debt. So how much can you afford to pay, or are you willing to pay towards servicing your debt? Once you determine the amount, you're going to have to stick with that amount if you're going to get it paid off. Now, how do you determine that amount? Number one, add up all your minimum payments on all your credit cards. So if you had four credit cards with four $25 a month minimum payments, that's $100. So now how much do you pay to pay off your credit card debt? It's got to be more than $100 a month.
Yes.
You got to make the minimums, and then you're going to have to pay more. Now, the next thing you do is determine, and this will be our next episode, is determine which credit card to pay off first. It's either going to be the credit card with the smallest balance or the one with the highest interest rate. And we'll talk about the whys, wherefores, and how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how you pay off credit card debt, or how we're starting the process. Stop charging, decide how much you have to service the debt, and then decide which card you're going to pay off first.
Those are all good tips, and I can't wait for the rest. And for anything MoneySmartLife.org, go to the website. That's the name, MoneySmartLife.org. And for archives, head over to TakeControlTuesday.com. Mansa, as always, thank you.
Thank you.